This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's exactly what Anna's done, 855-993-7569. We were talking about the convention of eating three meals a day, and Anna's maintaining that once people were not enslaved, that food became a more luxurious and available commodity. And that's where three meals a day is coming from. And I'm saying, well, you know, I was following along avidly, actually, with the notion that for most of human history, there had been the enslavers and the enslaved, and most people were in the enslaved part, either indentured or on, and therefore feeding people a lot of food was not part of the agenda, or at least having access to a lot of food was not what most people had. And I said, well, okay, if I'm a slave owner and it's my slave, and you know, you get up in the morning and you're hungry and I want you to work in the fields or in the mines or whatever, so I'm going to feed you because that's going to make you a stronger, more efficient worker. In the midday, when you've been working for 3 or 4 hours, I'm probably going to need to refuel you and at least give you some water and probably get you out of the noonday sun, because it's not a very efficient way of using you to have you drop dead of heat prostration. And then at night, probably to feed you, just to keep you calm so you're not mutinying, you're not rebelling on me. So it would seem to me more logical that the three meals a day came from the issue of enslavement rather than the issue of freedom. So explain to me where I went wrong.
Well, the fact is that you're speaking from nowadays and your environment in regards to what you have faced throughout your life. You're speaking of someone that's compassionate in regards to other human beings. These people that indentured these people or had them in servitude, they had a virtual open end to replace those people once they died. The most current one that you can think of to showing the lack of humanity for someone who's put in that position is World War II. Everyone that was under the control and direction of people throughout different nations has always treated them not like what you're looking at, but as less than human.
Well, I wasn't necessarily being compassionate. I was more sort of thinking of it as efficiency.
You're more favorable of treating someone for the reasons you gave, and that isn't the reasons why they were enslaved at the time.
So you're saying that I didn't really care about an efficient workforce because I had an endless supply. All I cared about was getting – I really didn't care about them. It was just a machine part, and once it broke, the maintenance was too expensive, and I would just replace it.
That's a sad commentary, but if you look back, and I'm talking about as recently as World War II, that's a perfect example of the preceding times when people were put in that position.
Well, let me ask you, in concentration camps.
Workforce.
Okay, in concentration camps, which presumably is one of the more sort of heinous but useful sort of examples. Presumably, were there three meals a day in concentration camps? I don't actually know.
Well, if you've seen anything about our history, those people didn't get that way with a fat diet.
No. I'm not saying that they were well fed. We're not talking about how much food.
I'm talking about minimally. They were kept alive until they could be replaced.
Well, but I'm saying, but again, you're so how many times a day would you feed a slave?
As
or
as
in
possible, because you always had it.
I know.
I got that.
But what would as little as possible mean? Would it mean once? Would it mean twice? Would it mean three times?
Yeah.
Would it mean every other day? What would it mean?
Generally, they would give them some kind of substance at least once a day, if that, depending on the circumstance. Now, I speak in generalities. I don't speak in specifics, because specifics are always just that. and there's really no justification for an argument. I'm talking about generality to the population of the world and throughout.
Well, no, I'm not arguing with your initial premise about slavery. I think that's a really interesting look at history.
Servitude and indentures.
I'm just using the term slavery as kind of a generalized term.
And that's part of it too. Yes.
Okay, but I'm saying it would seem to me just on a logical basis. And concentration camps are, as you say, a recent example. But let's talk about, it just seems logical that you want your workforce to be as efficient as possible, and we presumably eating three times a day may.
Okay.
I don't know where you get your data.
Your analogy is based on a set number of people. They had no.
No, I hear. Need. I hear. Well, but a king did. Let's talk about your serfs. That there was not an endless supply. There was a large supply, but not an endless supply. And presumably we're also talking about some people who would, and maybe they were fed better. I just am questioning where, I'm not so much arguing as just questioning where the assumption that you would feed somebody, once a day, twice a day, three times a day, five times a day, that I
but
think
not
most
to their choosing. You see, you're supplying the food. It isn't being given up to their judgment.
Once they're in
servitude, then they could make up their mind when they want to eat, like having a morning meal, having a
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I'm the king. I'm the queen. You're my subject. So I'll determine when you're going to eat. And we know that the royalty, apparently from all the movies that we see, ate a lot.
No, see, you're looking at it wrong. The kings and the people, the rulers, they ate fine. It was the serfs that had to.
Yeah, I get
to
that. I'm asking you a very specific question, which you're not really answering for me.
You're not really asking the question.
Yes, I am. Where did you get your information that people? And I'm saying, how many times were slaves fed? You're saying it's not three times. I'm saying there's a logic to three times. Where do you get your information about how often they were fed?
From the study of, not from what they fed, but the fact of the access to food.
I'm the one who's going to give access to food, so because I'm the king.
But you're not, because there's no purpose for you to make sure that everyone in that's under you and the shire is going to be fed. Why do you think there was always problems with the king giving death sentences for people that would poach?
No, I know about Robin Hood. No, I got that.
No,
but that's presumably.
We're talking about different areas. They didn't care if the serfs ate. All they cared about is that they were alive and paid their taxes. They
well,
didn't
but,
make sure
but
they
if,
go into every little shire and make sure that they had.
Well, but I'm not talking about the king going and passing out the morning gruel, but I'm talking about the king determining how much food was allotted, and presumably somebody makes a decision about how, when that food is consumed and how much.
The king wasn't in that position to care.
Ed, I got that. But he is the one who determines what the overseer does.
Well, the overseer, all he cares about is supporting his kingdom and the people that are in
his
kingdom.
And you're still not answering my question, it may be unanswered. I am. I'm saying, where do you get your information about how often people were fed?
There is no specific. I'm telling you that the fact, the study of history and how people have been managed under the dire conditions they are, that there's no way that they would not want three meals a day.
There is no way. Wait a minute. Who would not want three meals a day?
You or I. If we had
I don't eat three meals a day. So
I'm talking generalities.
I know, but no, I know you are. I think you and I, first of all, I think your hypothesis is fascinating that the world, that we have to look at any particular human behavior with that background of most of the world was enslaved for most of human history. I think that's a fascinating and probably important and very, very likely accurate presumption.
Well, even now,
presumption.
You look around in most countries right now, Middle East, most of the people, they're not well-fed because they don't have the opportunity to feed themselves.
Well, when people have the opportunity to feed themselves doesn't necessarily mean they're well-fed. Look at America.
Well, no, I didn't say that they weren't well-fed. I'm saying the opportunity was only given to those people once they had the ability to make their own food. Then they would eat. But to say that the only reason why they didn't eat is because that was a choice, no, because look at the conditions that were in.
I wasn't saying that at all. All righty. Okay. Well, thank you for your perception. It's an interesting way of looking at history.
and all right. Lunch. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ed. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I have to tell you, I went to I know, big deal. Newsflash. I went to a screening. I went to two screenings yesterday. But they had those Coke machines, and I usually don't drink soda. I mean, I have a Soda Stream, which I use occasionally, because I drink a lot of water, and occasional bubble in the water makes me feel better. But there's no sugar or anything. But they had those. Have you seen those new machines where they just have this huge big thing, and you can choose caffeine or not caffeine, diet or not diet, and then like if you do diet ginger ale, for example. They're like five. You can do it with lemon or with lime or with cherry, and it's great fun. It's kind of like your own video game for your soda.
Hmm.
You haven't seen those?
I have not. No.
They're terrific.
Hmm.
I think there's only one theater that I know of that has them, but it's such fun. I found out about them the hard way once because I used to go and get. ICCAF coffee because I figured that's better than eating a meal or something in spite of Ed's and my three meals a day. And it was really warm when I got it. And sometimes they don't really ice them very well. So I just went to get some ice and the security guard followed me and said, ma'am, I need to see that. And I said, what? He said, you use our Coke machine. And I said, no, I just got some ice. He said, ma'am, you have to pay for that. And I said, no, it's my liquid. I just got some ice. Water is used. It's frozen water. I showed it to them. And they actually had a legitimate point, which they did not make, which is we sell the cups, kid. So if you don't buy the cup, or basically that wasn't even the legitimate thing because I had my own cup, said, people don't know that you have your own liquid and you're just getting ice. And what they think is that you're filling up your container with our substance. And that means that you're essentially stealing it because you didn't pay for the cup. That's a legitimate argument. That wasn't the argument they were making. They were going to frisk me for ice cup. Anyway. All right. You got an email?
I do. This one is from Laura. And Laura says, hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question about my 10-year-old son. He is a smart, popular kid, but when he's around his friends, he frequently makes inappropriate comments to get a reaction or laugh out of them. He got in trouble at school for mouthing a curse word during chorus practice. I mostly ignore this, hoping he matures and stops, but I don't want him to be the kid that's a bad influence or is always showing off to his friends. Is there anything I can do to get him to clean up his act?
Yeah, we could talk to Eddie Murphy about this. Listen, he may corrupt me, right? All right, so here's the deal. What I would explain to him is that if he wants to be the class clown, that's okay, but not to do it at school. Because if I had to guess, I would guess one of two things, that either your kid is really smart and the distractions don't bother him because he does very well, or the opposite is true, that he doesn't do very well, so he might as well distract other people. You can determine which that is. If he's smart enough to get away with this, then you can explain to him that he's really ripping off his friends who aren't as smart as he is by distracting them, that he can deal with the distractions, they can't. And so he's really doing harm to his friends, and that isn't what friends do to friends. If he's not doing well in school, you can point out that the teachers already are not going to be very well disposed to him because he's not doing very well, and this is just going to make things worse. So why does he put him in Cub Scouts or something, and so he can mouth off with his friends and be the local Eddie Murphy or Kevin Hart, but to not do it at school. I would look at his grades, really, because if he's doing well, which is probably the case, that he's really harming his friends, and that isn't a very nice thing to do your friends. If not, I'd put something in order to sort of bribe him to do better in school. But class clowns, I mean, listen, I can desperately remember trying to make my father laugh so he wouldn't punish me. So you may have come to the wrong place to ask for advice. No, I just explained to him about context. This is one of those times where an email is not as useful as a phone call, because then I would know which of the categories he fell into, that either he does very well in school, so it's irrelevant. And this is part of how he's trying to show his street cred, is that he's smarter than everybody, so he gets to be a goofball, so people don't hold his smartness against him. Or that he's having trouble in school, and this is just a way of distracting everybody, because he can't, that because he's he can't cut it very well, but he's distracting other people, so they don't do it very well either, and he doesn't feel quite so left out. And it would be helpful because you do slightly different strategies. But as I said, if he's doing well, then you explain to him that he's really jeopardizing his friend's ability to perform, and that's not a very friendly or nice or compatible thing to do. Conversely, if he's not doing well, that you'll bribe him for better grades. Okay. Again, this is one of the reasons why I appreciate you guys sending the emails, but it really works much better if you possibly can to call me. Did you get your Facebook open?
I did, yeah.
Great. Okay, because here's what we wanted to do. We were just having a little bit of Facebook is in trouble. Do you see that somebody's suing them? A Paris victim's father sues Twitter, Facebook, and Google over ISIS, saying that that they allow ISIS to recruit. Mm. And it's going to be an interesting case.
Yeah.
Okay, what I thought we'd talk about for a minute, just because today is movie day, is I told you Ben-Hur is being remade, and everybody's very upset about it. The one that most of us know was Charlton Heston was actually a remake. Of one that was done much earlier.
That one was a remake, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. The original one was Francis X. Bushman, I think, believe it or not. I can't believe I know that kind of trivial. But it's a great story. But this one, the only reason I know about it is, I think it doesn't come out till the end of the year, is they're showing how they did the chariot race, and it's not CGI, and the chariot race is probably the most famous part of the Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston, because somebody was actually, one of the stuntmen was actually killed. And you can see, if you look at it carefully, you can see, I can't remember if it was Charlton Heston or the other guy he was racing, Marcellus or something, who look around and look surprised, and that's because the guy was killed.
Hmm.
Okay, what movies should be remade and what movies should never be remade? All right, let's see what we got here. I just thought, this is my attempt, honestly, to lighten up. I know it's been a very difficult week on a lot of different levels, and we've had a lot of discussion about serious topics, and so this is my, okay, well, I'll take a breather for a minute.
Chris, we'll start out with her, and she says, The Sound of Music should never, ever, ever be remade.
Well, they did that, right, on TV or something?
Yeah. She says, I blocked out psychologically that horrific live TV atrocity.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a mess. I also watched Grease on TV, which I thought was a mess. All right, Sound of Music. All right, what else we got?
Phaedra says, never remake Back to the Future from 1985. Fine as is.
Didn't they do another Back to the Future 2? I think they did a sequel, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did two sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically it's not a remake. All right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll find out what should be remade and what should never be remade. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this being the day that we talk about movies, I thought we'd ask, and they're remaking Ben-Hur. I know. And the question is, what movies should be remade and what should be left alone? So we've got Back to the Future, which was a trilogy but wasn't a remake. We've got Sound of Music, and I agree. Julie Andrews, twirling around. They actually have Sound of Music sing-alongs, which I think are great. They also have Grease sing-alongs. If you've never been to one, I know they sound a little drippy, but they're really kind of fun. All right, what else we got here?
Antonio says, I do not think any movies should be remade. There are none? There are many screenplays written by low-income screenwriters who are in desperate need of a source of income. This problem stems from the entertainment unions, WGA, IATSE, SAG, etc. The corporate studios... I gotta open this up a little bit more. The corporate studios imply that they can only hire union members, hence why we see the same actors over and over and over again. I mean, seriously, who wants to see another Tom Cruise movie, or Drew Barrymore movie, or Adam Sandler movie? Each of these actors has already been in 20 films each, making millions, while aspiring high school and college graduate actors and actresses are put on food stamps at taxpayers' expense. This is an outrage. It was bad enough with actors and actresses, and now they want to remake movies? This should be outlawed. Independent producers are discriminated against and are victims of antitrust law violations by mentally ill, money-hoarding corporate studio executives. Tell me what you really think.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Manny, I think we're going to be on the too long. Okay, here's the deal. That there are independent films, that there are independent films that come out of film schools. And I can tell you that I have seen some movies that were so badly written by new people that they're beyond the pale. And if you look at a lot of the directors that are directing big-budget movies now, they started either in commercials or they started in independent films. So I hear your frustration. And quite often, the movies that are at video and television that the remakes don't necessarily use the same writers again. They don't necessarily use exactly the same script. But I hear your point. Did you know, to add to his ire, that supposedly there are, I don't know, there's something like, I don't even remember, but 60,000 or 10,000. I think there's 60,000 members of SAG, of which 600 are actually working at any particular time. I mean, it truly is. I mean, it truly is a monopoly. But there are, listen, I've seen some really bad movies in the last couple of days. I mean, Kevin Hart is a relatively new actor. Dwayne Johnson moved from wrestling to movies. Although I did like Steve Martin's comment at the Tonys that it's really hard. It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of hard work to get something on Broadway, or you can do what I did, which is already be famous. was a great comment.
Yeah. Yeah. Diane says, never remake Gone with the Wind or Hitchcock's 39 Steps.
39 Steps was done as a play off Broadway about 5 years ago. And because I think it was actually a play before it was a movie. And then it's done as a comedy, it's done as a satire. And then they moved it to a smaller space, which is called, I think it's called Urban Stages, which used to be an old movie theater. And they've now made it a sort of off Broadway. So they take things like Avenue Q, which is still playing there. I think Naked Boys Singing is still there. And I believe, I don't know if 39 Steps was still there, but it played for a very long time. So that that transition from movies to theater or theater to movies is it used to only be one direction. It used to only go from theater to movies, and now it goes movies to theater as well. I mean, Lion King is a great example of it.
Amy says, Gone with the Wind. It's the perfect classic, and no remake could ever compare.
Well, and the length of time that it, I mean, it's got an intermission in it. There are not very many movies that have intermission.
Gone with the Wind, like, almost 4 hours long.
Yeah, I think so. I remember taking my daughter to see it when she was about 9 months or 6 months old, and I think that's part of where her love of movies came from. Let's see if it says how long it is.
I've got two on the Wikipedia. I've got 221 minutes.
Okay, 221 would be 5 hours. No, that would be 221 divided by 60.
3 hours and 41 minutes.
Yeah, just under four hours.
Whew.
I think right after they burn Atlanta that there is an intermission.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it says 234 to 238 minutes with overture and intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Quentin Tarantino did it with the Terrible Eight movie. I didn't like it at all.
The Grateful Eight.
Yeah. Is Gone with the Wind's Nostalgia for Slavery Acceptable? It was written 10 hours ago.
Hmm.
There we go.
Tammy says, never remake Dirty Dancing or Roadhouse. A couple of Patrick Swayze films.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what I know about Dirty Dancing, if there was going to be a remake or not. Maybe not. But I hear Patrick Swayze was, nobody puts baby in the corner.
It's hard to believe it's been almost, I think it's been almost 7 years since he passed.
Has it been that long? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I think it was, what, 2009, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, that everybody thought Barbra Streisand should have done the memoriam at the Tonys. And she didn't sing. And somebody's saying, well, it's because the show was running long. I said, nah, that, I'm sure it was her decision. People would have loved to hear her sing.
Barbara says, The Shining should never be remade. Here's Johnny could never be anyone else but Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Although horror shows, I mean, The Conjuring 2 did big business. It was the number one movie last weekend.
Yeah. Jennifer,
horror flicks are not my thing, as you know. All right, keep going.
Jennifer says, the only movies that should be remade are those based on books with a terrible screenplay that doesn't follow the plot faithfully, nor have the appropriate casting. If anyone ever tries to remake The Princess Bride, I will hunger strike. Same goes for Pretty in Pink.
Well, and one of the movies that comes out in Central Intelligence is 16 Candles. So you'll hear Dwayne wax eloquent about that. And The Breakfast Club. Actually, it was more 16 Candles.
All the Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's done a book, I think, about... She was in a play recently, mm-hmm. but she did a book, I think, about depression.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Kiana says, movies that were done well should not be remade. I don't think there seems to be a consensus on that. Movies that were based on fabulous books or stories, but somehow flubbed it, remake those.
Make some suggestions. Don't make comments like that. Tell me what you think should be remade. Gone Girl.
Was, yeah.
I thought it was a better book than movie, but I thought the movie did okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the other one about Boston that Ben Affleck did. I thought was okay. So I actually thought the movie was better than the. In the book, the play, The Curious Incident, is a terrific play and a terrific book. I remember reading Heidi and thought, and that was a movie as well.
Yeah.
I'll bet you somebody remakes Heidi one of these days.
Hmm.
Just because it's a generation that hasn't seen it.
Yeah. Fred says, you could not remake Jaws and have it come close.
Mark my words, there will be a story about an alligator next year.
Yeah.
There really will. It turns out, in sort of a postscript to a very sad story, two things. First of all, that it was a man-made lake, and since it happened, Disney's closed all the lakes, and there were five alligators in the lake, but there are signs posted saying, don't swim here. But the child apparently drowned, was not in any way... chomped on, I guess, and the child drowned. Which certainly doesn't make it any easier, but that's the end of that story.
Yeah. We continue on with Jerry, and she says, stop the remakes. Take a look at the latest Willy Wonka for evidence.
How about the one that Johnny Depp, Alice Through the Looking Glass? I thought that was a mess.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Depp he was the latest Willy Wonka, too, right? Didn't he play Willy Wonka? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, as opposed to Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no one said some movies that... See, you guys are supposed to also nominate movies that should be, and you're seeing the category of ones that were great books and bad movies. So, come on, be specific with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about movies that should or should not be remade, and you guys seem to have a consensus that if it was a great book and a crummy movie, it should be remade, but have any of you given me even one example? I don't think so. So you could do that. And you clearly feel adamant about about either remakes in general or very specific movies that you think didn't work very well. You know, there are a lot of American movies that are remakes of foreign movies. And sometimes the foreign movies actually do a better job. I just saw a terrific movie, which I don't think comes out for a while, but which is called, I'll just tell you quickly about it, because it's so far in advance. It's called The Innocents, and it's based on a true story during World War II of a French Red Cross worker who got involved with some nuns at a Polish monastery. And it is heartbreaking and terrific and thought-provoking and haunting. And I know it's foreign film, so you're not going to watch it, but nevertheless, if it sort of shows up someplace, I think it's already on my website because I don't think they put any restrictions on it. Sometimes they embargo my reviews for a while, so I review them and then just hold on to them. Alrighty, let's hear more about people's remake, yay or nay.
Candace says Gone with the Wind should ever be remade. They can never improve on that story. However, the movie Scarlet, a sequel to Gone with the Wind, which was an excellent book, should be remade and the story should be followed more closely. The movie was horrible.
Yeah, I remember. I don't think they screened it. If a movie isn't screened, then you have a serious likelihood that it's not very good. The one with Daniel Radcliffe, I think it's called Swiss Army Knife, where he drags around a corpse called Manny. They didn't review for me, so what can I tell you? All right, you keep going.
Fifi says, remake An Affair to Remember.
I remember that.
And then she says,
I don't know. All right, does she say why?
She doesn't, but she says to never remake The Wizard of Oz. So remake An Affair to Remember. And
well, they did The Wiz, remember?
Yeah.
With an all
Jackson and Diana Ross.
Yeah.
I remember The Wiz.
Which did pretty well.
Yeah.
Color Purple was a movie, was a book, was a movie, was on Broadway, and is on Broadway again, and just won for the lead actress, who's a Brit, a Tony Award. So, but that, I know, it's a little different. And the thing about Broadway is that you have, in theory, different casts. And because the audience is different every night, you have a different experience. But and it's one of the reasons why I am a little gentler with Broadway than I am with movies. I figure everybody in movies already got, they did it a while ago, they already got paid. With theater, I sort of live in great fear of somebody getting up in the morning and hearing me tell them that their performance was lousy. So... And Broadway has such a hard time making ends meet. I know. Did you know in Hamilton that Lin-Manuel has given everybody a small percentage of the future of the owner? Essentially, I think he set it up as a corporation and gave everybody essentially stock options in it. So I don't think they had to buy them. I think he gave them to them. So they own, you know, minuscule percentages, but that's... They're saying that could be worth a huge amount of money in the next 5 years. Because the cast, it's one of those things that it's going to be relatively impervious to cast changes, other than him, well, and Odom, who just won a Tony for Best Performance. But it's a great, they're already talking about roadshow versions of it. Okay, keep going.
Just a couple more here. Sherry says...
You're giggling already.
Sherry says, it's not actually a remake, but just a suggestion for a new movie. She says,
okay.
Bambi Meets Godzilla should be remade.
All right, well, that is... It's
that
called,
actually is one? Okay.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
I can actually... This it was the... Just as there's a Pixar called, I think, Piper, that is, which is fantastic... is the opening act for Finding Dory, all right? And I loved it. The first time I saw Pixar, I investigated trying to buy stock in them, but it was a privately owned company then because I knew that they were going to be terrific. So Piper is terrific. The Lenny Bruce story, which starred, I think it was called Lenny, and it was starred Dustin Hoffman about, obviously, Lenny Bruce. And the lead into it was a short animation called Bambi Meets Godzilla. Okay, here, and I can tell you the entire thing in a short period of time. All right, you have Bambi. Drum, you know, gambling through the forest, and there are trees, and there are flowers, and there are butterflies, and there are bluebirds, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, clunk, this huge paw comes out of nowhere and completely squashes Bambi. And then the real brilliance of it is the claw flexes its fingers. And that's the end of it.
Okay, so I should not feel bad for laughing at that, right?
It's fantastic, of course. It's adorable. And it's so unexpected because, you know, and all you see is the paw. All you see is this huge claw coming out of nowhere with talons on the end of it. And after the squash,
about this?
Yeah, I don't know. then it flexes the claw.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. I don't know. But and you should see the movie Lenny with because Lenny, there's a new documentary out called Can You Take the Joke, which traces everybody's back. You know, the idea being that people are now Lenny Bruce was jailed several times for his jokes. Since Lenny Bruce was jailed, there has never been another comedian who was ever jailed for obscenity or what that was the charge, obscenity. And everybody, all these comedians say that they owe the political satirist, everybody using four letter words to Lenny Bruce. And Governor Pataki, who was he was before Bloomberg and before de Blasio, de Blasio was the mayor, so it was the governor before Cuomo, I don't know, a while ago, pardoned him, gave him a pardon because he'd been convicted of obscenity. So you should see Lenny, because it's a terrific performance. Dustin Hoffman may have won an Oscar for it, but Bambi Meets Godzilla is something everybody should see, and it's about, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes. I don't even know if it's that long. Let's see if Bambi Meets, let's see if I can find. Bambi Meets Godzilla, so it says, it's a cartoon, 1969, a cartoon created entirely by Marv Newland, less than 2 minutes long. The film is a classic of animation.
Hmm.
So, let's see, you probably find it,
I can probably YouTube it.
Number 38 in the book of the 50 greatest cartoons. He was planning to do a live-action film, but he lost an essential magic hour shot. He drew this film in his room. The opening credits scroll over an animated image of the character Bambi serenely grazing while the call to the dairy cows from Rossini's William Tell plays in the background. Bambi looks up to see Godzilla's giant foot coming down, squashing him flat. Here we go. Godzilla claws twitch twice. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.